One of Australia's key research bodies, which has the task of preparing the nation to handle the impacts of global warming, is running out of money. The National Climate Change Adaptation Research Facility has been going for about 5 years, but the federal government hasn't extended its funding, and so from June it's expected to be wound up. Here's Environment reporter Sarah Clark.
Set up by the Howard government, the National Climate Change Adaptation Research Facility was given $30 million when launched. Its job was to develop the knowledge that decision makers from both the Commonwealth and industry needed on how best to deal with the impact of climate change. 5 years later, it's fostered 140 projects across 33 universities around Australia. Professor Jean Politikoff is the director at the facility.
We've built a lot of knowledge through our research programs that have really placed Australia in a very good position to deal with the challenge. There are a lot of people out there now who know about climate change, and those people were not in that position 5 years ago.
But come June, the Commonwealth money dries up. There's been no commitment to extend it or help it continue coordinating those projects, and more than 100 researchers will be affected nationally. The facility's director, Jean Politikoff, says she's saddened and concerned that critical work may not be followed through.
The bottom line is that the activities of government in that respect at the present time are totally inadequate, and therefore we're also going to have to prepare ourselves to respond to the impacts of climate change that will inevitably happen, because we haven't really managed that successfully on the mitigation front. And when I say we haven't managed that successfully, I'm really talking about the total global effort, not the effort of Australia individually.
Members of the organisation had hoped that this was the first step in a nationally coordinated approach to addressing the impacts of climate change. The Productivity Commission highlighted initiatives by the facility as proof that Australia was getting on with the job. The Chief Executive Officer at the Investor Group on Climate Change, Nathan Fabian, says the organisation has helped to keep industry up to date.
Business is largely still working out what it knows and what it doesn't know about the physical impacts of climate change. And to us, NCARF has played an important interpretive role between the science of climate change and its impacts on regions and resources, and in some cases the assets that we invest in. So there is still an important role to be played.
But the organisation's director, Jean Politikoff, says despite the urgency of the issue, with the federal government and state governments cutting spending, she's not confident the organisation will survive.
We might be seen as an organisation that perhaps is meeting a future challenge rather than a current challenge, although I have to say, looking out of the window here in Queensland, looks to me like the challenge is pretty much here now.
Jean Politikoff from the National Climate Change Adaptation Research Facility. Ending that report from Environment reporter Sarah Clark. In a statement, the Climate Change Minister Greg Combe said the government has invested more than $120 million in climate change adaptation over the past 6 years. That includes funding of $20 million provided to the National Climate Change Adaptation Research Facility to set up its research facilities.